You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, a bit of a mystery has unfolded overnight at Los Angeles Airport.
This is nuts.
This is such a bizarre story. Multiple pilots who are coming to land at LAX, it's called, have reported seeing a guy with a jetpack 3,000 feet in the air and, like, more or less on the flight path.
It's insane.
It's crazy. Multiple pilots said they saw the guy. He was flying about 10 miles away from the airport and supposedly came within about 300 yards of, I think, two different just commercial aeroplanes coming into land. No one knows who this guy is as well.
He's a champion is who he is.
Well, the pilots reported it to air traffic control, who then brought it to the cops, and the cops are trying to investigate because they said, no one on the ground saw anything.
Mind you,
it was just pilots.
Super dangerous, but, like, I appreciate his, like, vigor and he's going out there and he's doing what no other man is really doing.
Yeah.
But just maybe do it as safe as you possibly can.
And maybe don't do it 10 miles from one of the world's busiest airports.
Yeah, that's true.
So multiple pilots reported it to air traffic control. We got the audio of it here.
Multiple pilots approaching LAX Sunday night say they saw an unbelievable hazard in the sky.
And we just passed a guy in a jetpack.
Don't hear that every day.
Moments after the American Airlines pilot spotted the high-flying intruder, a JetBlue pilot crosses his path too.
You know, we just saw the guy pass by us.
A person in a jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet.
Thankfully, there were no collisions and everyone is okay.
It's so sketched, isn't it? Like, there's a lot going on there. Also, I would note that this is LAX, right?
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Now, LA... Hollywood?
Yeah.
I believe that is the place where movies are made, Jordan.
That is a very good point.
So maybe they're angling for, like, a new film or something.
Maybe they are angling for a new film, or maybe it's Aliens.
Coming this summer, air traffic control.
Yeah, probably wouldn't go watch it, not gonna lie.
Who would you get to play the kind of the sex appeal air traffic controller?
Mr. Bean.
Ron Atkinson, a British...
Can you imagine Mr. Bean as an air traffic controller?
He doesn't...
Terrible for safety.
He doesn't...
Don't get me wrong. The safety record would be terrible.
He doesn't
speak. But in
a
movie where it's kind of fake...
Yeah.
I can see them being kind of humorous.
But he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
It's like, we're coming into land here, air traffic control. That's all you'd get.
Well, to be fair, you hear some of those messages that are broadcast. I don't know how air traffic controllers hear them.
Yeah,
because
right.
Kind of interference.
But you're saying he's already there?
Maybe it was Mr. Bean in a jetpack over
maybe.
LA.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Simo, it could be Mr. Bean in a jetpack because,
what?
Well, no one on the ground has reported seeing anything. You'd like to think if someone was in a jetpack ascending up to 3,000 feet, there might be multiple people on the ground that would notice.
Well, that's why I reckon it might be a hoax. That's what I'm calling. Because it's in Los Angeles. It's where movies are made. It's like, welcome to the movie factory.
But see, my two different pilots reported it.
Yeah, they're in on it. They had a beverage the night before at the bar, right?
I'm pretty
sure. A couple of wish cares.
And sure they're like, not safe.
No, they were sober the next morning.
Okay,
but like the night before, there's a couple of pilots from two rival companies going, you know what? We should spice things up tomorrow.
Yeah.
We should report, you know, seeing some pretty crazy stuff on the way in.
I reckon it's aliens.
Simo and Jordan.
How often do you go to Wikipedia for a bit of info?
How often a day?
Yeah. If it's once a day, is it more than once a day?
Oh, it's more than once a day.
Wow, you got a... That's...
It
that's,
got me through university.
That's a definition of addiction, I think.
Wikipedia got me through university, and that's probably why I dropped out.
Like, first thing you wake up, your alarm goes off, and you need to, like, look at an article...
I need
those Wikipedia articles in my life.
If I want to know how old Lady Gaga is, for example,
true.
Instead of going out to a book purchasing her biography, which I'm assuming she has one.
They're pricey too, you'd think.
I guess so.
The book would have like a costume. It'd be inside an egg, covered in meat.
And then just here on the VMAs the other I think it was yesterday or the day before our time.
Right.
Just had seven different costumes and they each was as bizarre as the next.
Standard.
So like the book changes costume halfway. Anyway, if I need to find out how old Lady Gaga is, I will have no problem going to Wikipedia.
Do you trust it? What's your trust rating of the old Wikipedia? I just, out of interest.
Look, I mean, yeah, there is that thing that obviously anyone can go and edit it and change it. I reckon you can normally see when someone's... Like, if I went onto Lady Gaga's Wikipedia page...
Right.
...and it said her age was 7,000, I would probably think that's not true.
Of course, yeah, it's, like, pretty extreme case. However, it has come about in, I guess, a bit of a devastating discovery that the person that has been, like, the administrator of, like, the Scottish Wikipedia page...
So the Wikipedia page for the country of Scotland.
That's right.
Okay.
Has no... A, is not Scottish.
Well, that's fine. You
and
don't...
B, has no concept of Scotland whatsoever.
That's less good.
And they have... they've been in charge of over 200,000 edits of the Scotland Wikipedia page, tens of thousands of articles that they've written in English with, like, occasional Scottish isms. So they've just added like a bit of E's and Y's just to make it sound Scottish when you read it.
Wait, hang on, but the Wikipedia page for the country of Scotland doesn't sound, it's like spelt all correctly.
Yeah, but then you can turn it into like Scottish mode, so like their home tongue.
Oh, so you can like translate it.
That's right. So
to
it's
Scottish.
Like if you want to read like an article about Germany in German, Wikipedia can provide that for you.
Yeah, because German is a language.
Correct.
Scottish. I've been to Scotland. They speak English. They speak it with a different accent,
exactly.
Admittedly.
Yeah.
But they speak perfect English.
So, effectively, the way that the Wikipedia reads is like someone writing articles with a bad Scottish accent.
I'm just shocked that there's a Scottish version of Wikipedia.
Dear.
I'm going to start using it for all of my Wikipedia now.
So good.
If I need to look up how old Lady Gaga is, I hope it says 33 in a Scottish accent.
So you open it up and it says, "Welcome to Wikipedia." And then it goes on to say, "It's free encyclopedia that anybody can edit."
You did about four different accents then.
Well, it's hard to tell with the spelling. It's about...
In one sentence, it started off Scottish, ended up with, like, Kiwi.
Anybody edit is spelt with two E's and there's a W in there for no reason. Now...
That describes Scotland in a nutshell.
It's got...
Spelt with two E's and there's a W in there for some reason.
It's got to the point now where this has started to get reported on, which is how I found it. Like, people are saying, like, this is not on.
Yeah.
We can't have the official Scotland page... translated into a language that is just made up. And then the administrator has made a change this morning when I went to go have a look.
Okay.
And in English at the top it says, "Following recent revelations, Scots Wikipedia is currently reviewing its articles for large-scale language inaccuracies." And then...
Do you reckon this is what happened with This Is How Haggis Was Created? They were meant to be writing something else and it's like, what, pig's blood and goat's intestine or whatever it is.
Horrid.
And they're like, oh, okay, well, that must be, we must eat this, okay. But it was just lost in translation the whole time.
So there's like an English warning at the very top, right, that it's being taken care of for language inaccuracies.
Please tell me someone's translated that English warning into Scottish.
The administrator has attached a translation for the Scottish people, which says, "Following recent revelations, Scots Wikipedia is presently reviewing its articles for much layered inaccuracy."
That was Irish.
It was something.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Breaking news.
Oh,
giant house spiders the size of your hand are invading homes. These spiders can go from 0 to 60 kilometres an hour in 1 second.
Oh, wow, they're quick boys.
And they are invading homes. Now, good news about this.
Okay.
It's in the UK.
All right, fair.
So we don't have to worry about it here in Australia.
Can they swim is the next question.
Whether they can they probably can, but I don't think they could swim the whole way.
And as fast.
Like, I'd maybe give them... They could maybe get to France if they're lucky from the UK.
Ooh.
Not to Australia.
If they went to France, the French would just start eating them. They got that habit of eating weird stuff.
Have you had frogs before?
Ah, yeah, frogs, snails, the works. Spiders will be next if they make their way across the border.
But no, Simo, giant house spiders the size of your hand, they are actually invading UK households. This is a bit of a worry for people in the UK who normally, you know, when you think of the UK, like, no offence, you don't really think of dangerous animals.
No.
But apparently they are. However, these spiders have something else on their mind.
Okay. Really great manners like the English?
No.
No? Okay.
When they're invading someone's house, they aren't looking to kind of bite or...
They're laying eggs?
Kill someone.
They're looking to get it on. Is that what's happening?
More or less, yes.
Yeah, get some.
Male house spiders are venturing indoors this time of year in the UK to seek out warm, dry places on the lookout for females.
Wow. So, and is there, do you know if they, is it just like... two spiders to a room, or is there like more? Because that's a lot of lot of legs to negotiate, different limbs.
I don't feel spiders need a full room,
no.
Do they? I mean, you don't want to.
That's true.
You know, think of your bedroom at home and think of two spiders. That would be more than enough room.
A couple of corners each, you reckon?
Yeah.
Like one in each corner.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think there has to be two in each corner for the whole.
Oh, yeah, true.
For it to work.
No.
Without wanting to get into details.
I was coupling them up.
You know? Oh, okay.
I assume that the spiders are in committed relationships.
I like that you're just like the manager. You're a hotel now for spiders. All right, come in.
Yeah,
here's your corner. Here we go.
Here's your room key.
It comes complimentary with some dead flies to eat as well.
You may just have some of those
for after to get you in the mood. Simo,
that'll be the next thing. Aphrodisiacs, dead flies. Get in them. Get into them. Nom noms.
If anyone tuned in just then, it would be really weird. But yes, Simo, so spiders are lurking around UK households.
Spiders, that's a good word for them. They are lurkers. You know, they should be arrested for that kind of behaviour.
Especially when they're kind of looking for mate. But Simo, it's this sentence that I wanted to bring up. Male house spiders are venturing indoors as they seek out warm, dry places and are on the lookout for females to be their mate. Does that not... I don't know, maybe this is me when I first read it. But I thought... Like, so the females, do they live in the house all year round?
I think that's how it rolls. I think girls love houses, Jordan.
Yeah.
And, you know.
In the spider community, it's not right. different.
It's no different. They're
so the girl's
the same,
there just chilling, watching The Bachelor on TV, and then just hears a tapping on the window.
Except it's like the tapping is really fast because you can use like six legs.
Yeah. And it doesn't tap, it just sneaks in somehow through a crack, and it's also, oh, well, I'm here.
Comes under the door. Didn't you notice the door was closed?
Yeah. I'm trying to watch The Bachelor. At least bring me some chocolates or a dead fly or something.
Have a bit of respect.
Honestly. Simo, as well, I was reading up about spider mating habits.
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing.
What else you got?
Well, after the female lays the eggs, the male usually dies.
Oh, that's sad.
Which is sad. However, however, females can lay up to 100 eggs. So as much as you're losing, if you were the homeowner,
right,
you're losing the male spider, which could be up to 10 centimetres big, you are also gaining 100 tiny little spiders, which will grow.
For the greater good.
Yeah.
Do you think they get some web involved?
I haven't read that much into it.
Like, no, it's not like spider bondage or anything like that.
Again, haven't read that much into it.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan, and I'm a little bit fearful about what I'm bringing to the table.
Okay, should I be fearful as well?
It is the number one on the ARIA charts at the moment.
Okay.
You can understand the fear associated with this.
So I know what the song is. It's not one that we can play here
during
this time slot.
Because
of the language that's used.
That's right. I got a little bit here for you, a little taste.
Beat it up, baby, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this.
No idea what she's talking about there, but the song...
Extra hard. Not sure what that could be in reference to.
The song is WAP, W-A-P. It's number one on the Aussie charts.
Do you know what WAP stands for?
Well, I think you could do your own research.
Yeah. I don't think I can say any of the words that it stands for. Look, this song...
You can say wet, for sure. That's fine.
Yeah, but...
That's fine.
Just context, I don't think...
Leave the...
Who's the song by again? It's by...
Cardi B, obviously. Yeah. She is a rapper.
Yeah. And the song, it's more or less just full of dirty sexual
kind of
talk and
Megan
that sort of stuff.
Megan Thee Stallion is involved as well.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like lots of discussions going around on if it is like A, it's not really for kids. B, it is also other people are like, oh, is this good for feminism? Is it not? Oh, don't know. It's got people talking.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. But then I found something. It's got people talking for a different reason.
Okay. Why am I worried?
Yeah, I can tell.
Why can't we talk about the song that's second, Savage Love by Jason Derulo? That's fine. That's a good song.
So apparently, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's WAP sounds like a song that already went to number one and is several times platinum.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll give you a casual reminder. This is WAP.
Beat it up, baby, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard.
And apparently,
the song goes for 3 minutes. It's the only bit that we can play.
Apparently, it sounds exactly like this song. Okay, now, what do you think? Are you...
Look, my instant reaction is, no, Simo, get your ears checked, you moron.
Yeah.
Who's saying it sounds... They don't sound anything like each other.
Big conversation going on at the moment that this is not a original by Cardi B. It is, in fact, a rip-off of Taylor Swift's You Belong With Me. Of course, both about love.
One film clip has significantly more clothes on than the other film clip.
Yeah, that's right. A lot more moisture in one particular...
Don't say the M word.
No, make you feel awkward.
Yes.
So, do you want to find out whether or not there is... Because, like, they've been mixed together.
Well, I can hear the bits that you played before, and the answer is no. Have you mixed them together, though?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
She wears short skirts, I wear T-shirts, she's cheer captain.
So far, just Taylor.
He's just Taylor at the moment.
What you're looking for has been here the whole time. Now from the top, make it drop. That's so wet, so sad. Now get a pop,
no.
And I'm mop. That's so wet, so sad. I'm talking drop, drop, drop. That's so wet, so sad.
Who is mixing? No.
It's Dead Ringer.
No, it's not.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it's Wednesday, which means it's time for this.
Combining the news resources of literally no one, this is the Simo and Jordan News Game.
Yes, Simo, the Simo and Jordan News Game. I've taken some news stories from the week, and I've bleeped out one word.
Okay.
Simo, all you have to do is tell me what word it is that is bleeped out.
Mm.
So I'm kind of going to put you to the test, see how much of a news hound you are, see how much you pay attention.
Yeah, I really only ever pay attention to the stuff that I'm going to find enjoyable, so if it's anything that... is not in my wheelhouse, I think I'm going to be way off.
Well, we'll find out what is in your wheelhouse or not, Simo. You ready for number one?
Okay.
Northern Territory wildlife rangers have trapped their biggest in years, tipping the scales at 350 kilograms.
Okay, what the?
Northern Territory wildlife rangers have trapped their biggest in years, tipping the scales at 350 kilograms.
Okay, I'm just going to go... Let's go crocodile, alligator, ballpark, that kind of area.
I'm going to need one.
Nah.
I'm going to... You can't say that. Who wants to be a millionaire? Eddie McGuire asking the million-dollar question. I'm going to need you to lock in an answer. Nah. Just give me the million now. You can't... Admittedly, you're not paying for a million... You're not playing for $1 million.
Yeah.
You have to lock in one.
Okay.
And Timmy, it's the Northern Territory. It's pretty obvious which one it's going to be.
All right, let's go crocodile. All right, let's go with that.
Northern Territory wildlife rangers have trapped their biggest crocodile in years.
All right, good.
Well done, one from one.
That is one for Simo.
Simo, you ready for question number two?
Aussie cyclist Caleb Ewan has produced a to win at stage three of the Tour de France. It's the fourth stage win of his career.
Let's go, is it like a from... Like, it's like a from-behind comeback or something?
Aussie cyclist Caleb Ewan has produced a to win at stage...
Let's go miraculous comeback.
Well, Simon, just before we play the answer, have you been following the Tour de France?
Nah,
could you say that's in your wheelhouse?
Not a clue.
There are a lot of wheels, though, in the Tour de France.
Very true.
All right, so what are you locking in?
Miraculous comeback.
Miraculous comeback. They are the words that the newsreader says.
That's what I'm selecting, yeah.
All right, so
and former Prime Minister John.
Oh, that's not it.
Oh, no,
that's the next one.
You're having a sneaky peek at number three already.
So,
the cyclist, Tour de France.
Here is the question.
Aussie cyclist Caleb Ewan has produced a
All right, so what has he produced? I'm going to go with Miraculous Comeback.
Aussie cyclist Caleb Ewan has produced a dazzling sprint finish.
Dazzling sprint finish. Not a comeback. It was dazzling.
No!
Summer.
Nah, I lost that
one. It wasn't miraculous. It was dazzling.
Okay.
And former Prime Minister John Howard has been... He's now recovering at home.
He had like a heart attack or something like, and he had to be transported to a private hospital.
So that's question number three. So, yeah. Simo, is that what's your answer going to be? What do you reckon that
you
I
need exact
out?
Words? It's impossible.
Former Prime Minister John Howard has been
rushed to hospital. Is what I'll go with.
Simo, if you literally listened to the end of that, it said released
former
from hospital.
Prime Minister John Howard has been. He's now recovering at home.
So he's been rushed to hospital because, and now he's recovering at home.
It was a quick turnaround.
Rushed to hospital. All right, see you guys. I'm just going to go home now. Take my eyebrows and leave.
It was just on his normal morning jog. You know how he always used to walk around?
It could be, actually, because he gets up some speed on the morning jog.
He does, yeah.
Okay, but so, I need exact words, Simo. It's the game. You got the first one, right?
Yeah, I know, but it's hard.
And former Prime Minister John Howard has been... He's now...
All right, let's go with released from hospital.
And former Prime Minister John Howard has been released from hospital.
Yes! 2 from 3.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.